This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius John Batchelor with Germanicus Michael Vlahos, enjoying our cup of wine by the Thames. It is 91 AD, and we're reflecting on events of the 1st century AD and the 3rd and 4th century AD as well. However, we turn to the matters of the 21st century that we can see but can't see past it into the future for the Ukraine conflict. So I ask the final question. Germanicus, the Romans believed in diplomacy, but it was one way. The Roman idea of diplomacy was to make a treaty with the king of a tribe after he submitted. After. Once the submission was made, there was lots of generous activity. The Romans provided security, they provided an infrastructure, they were willing to draft your people to build roads and temples, more than the mud huts that the Britons lived in. Submission was the price of transforming yourself from an enemy to an ally, an alliance. Is it imaginable to you, and we're thinking the unthinkable, is it imaginable to you that Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin can submit to NATO in order to end the conflict?
That's an easy one. He can't. The Russians can't. Now that the German foreign minister has openly declared on video, declared war on Russia, it is impossible for Russians to submit. The more dangerous element, however, is that the U.S. has here its greatest similarity, resonance to ancient Rome. Just as the Romans required submission, so too does the United States. U.S. Grant transformed his initials to unconditional surrender. Back in the early days of the Civil War, an unconditional surrender has been the keystone of American strategy and policy. And this is, rather than bandying about the word existential, this is the great danger, that the Russians simply will not submit, and the U.S. will not withdraw the demand to submit. It's a frightening impasse.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Michael Vlahos is Germanicus. I am Gaius John Batchelor, and we're headed to the theater after we sacrifice to the god Augustus, of course. Tonight at the theater, we're promised a recital of the poem The Civil War by Lucan, who as a young man was competitive with Nero. This is the 60s AD, about 30 years before right now for us. Competitive in such a fashion that he avoided Nero afterwards because Nero was jealous. Eventually, Lucan joined into the conspiracy to remove Nero from power that failed. Lucan committed suicide. However, his poem is still celebrated because it recounts the events of the rise of Julius Caesar and eventually, after the civil wars, the ascendance of the princeps, the first citizen, Augustus, the great god Augustus. So we're off to the theater. We'll return next week to measure more of the NATO difficulties with supplying Ukraine adequately to hold off the Russian threats. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.